any loiterers about here," said he.
"I only wish to ask a question," said Holmes, with his finger and thumb in his waistcoat pocket. "Should I be too early to see your master, Mr. Silas Brown, if I were to call at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning?"
"Bless you, sir. If anyone is about, he will be, for he is always the first stirring. But he is here, sir, to answer your question for himself."
"No, sir, no. It is as much as my place is worth to let him see me touch your money. Afterwards, if you like."
As Sherlock Holmes replaced the half-crown which he had drawn from his pocket, a fierce-looking elderly man strode out from the gate with a hunting crop swinging in his hand.
"What's this, Dawson?"
he cried.
"No gossiping! Go about your business! And you, what the devil do you want here?"
10 minutes' talk with you, my good sir,"
said Holmes in the sweetest of voices.
"I've no time to talk to every gadabout. We want no strangers here. Be off, or you may find a dog at your heels."
Holmes leaned forward and whispered something in the trainer's ear. He started violently and flushed to the temples.
"It's a lie!" he shouted. "An infernal lie!"
"Very good. Shall we argue about it here in public, or talk it over in your parlour?"
"Come in if you wish to."
Holmes smiled.
"I shall not give you more than a few minutes, Watson," said he. "Now, Mr. Brown, I'm quite at your disposal.